Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilken, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, Jeff, let's start in Glenville with the town board, which has voted to support bills proposed in the state Senate and Assembly that would protect the private information of first responders who respond to crime scenes and are potential witnesses in a criminal trial. Very interesting.
Yes, the board unanimously backed bills sponsored by State Senator Jim Todisco from Glenville and Assemblyman Dan Steck that would extend to first responders the same privacy protections that police officers have during the criminal evidence discovery process, meaning their home addresses and personal contact could not be available to defense attorneys ahead of trial. The potential concerns about privacy have been heightened by the new requirements of the state's new criminal justice reform law. And also, in Fulton County, the Board of Supervisors has also backed the measure.
Let's go to the casino, the Rivers Casino in Schenectady, where it appears a dealer and player were in on a deal to steal.
Yeah, Dave, that's one way to put it. A baccarat dealer at Rivers Casino in Schenectady and a player from Half Moon have been arrested for allegedly working together to steal an estimated $20,000 from the casino. Joseph Hage, 47, of Grooms Road, Half Moon, and Sarkis Boutros, 34, of Northern Drive, Troy, each were arrested Thursday evening at the casino and charged with third-degree grand larceny. The two were accused of taking the money at the casino the evening of January 25th, according to police allegations filed in court. Boutros, as the dealer, is accused of paying out chips to Hage for non-winning baccarat hands, and Hage is accused of accepting the chips, knowing he did not win them, according to the allegations.
Well, we have an update now on the Capital District Jewish Holocaust Memorial.
Yes, Dave, from Niskayuna, the Capital District Jewish Holocaust Memorial has cleared another hurdle as the town board has granted final site plan approval for the project. The memorial has been a topic of discussion in the town since Dr. Michael Lozman, a Latham orthodontist, proposed the project in November 2017. Capital Region residents spoke for and against the project during well-attended public hearings and informational forums that followed in 2018 and 2019. In June 2019, the town board voted unanimously to approve the special use permit needed for the memorial. Lozman and his team also needed final site plan approval from planners in order to proceed. Next up, fundraising.
Speaking of, many organizations match donations from their employees, and that benefits directly WAMC, for example, during a fund drive. We see now that GE is going to stop the practice for its retirees.
Yes, Dave, that's news this morning in the Capital Region. General Electric's Charitable Foundation is ending its practice of matching charitable contributions made by its retirees. While a company, which has been struggling to manage its finances in recent years, will continue to match contributions from current employees, the GE Foundation has notified retirees that after April 15th, it will no longer match charitable contributions made by retirees, hundreds of whom live in the Capital Region. Through the foundation, the company donated at least $832,661 to Capital Region charities in 2019, based on the foundation's listings of recipients that received at least $10,000 that year.
His name is Jeff Wilken, longtime veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. You can read these and other stories at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Jeff, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Dave.